to ask that we all would stand. Praise God. As we look to the Lord in prayer on today. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We give you glory on today, Most High God. Oh, Father, we come to tell you thank you, Lord. Lord God, if we have any thought, any action, any word, anything that we may have done against your word, against your will, Lord, we ask you to have mercy upon our soul and forgive us for our shortcomings on today.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, we thank you that we can come before you today and say thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for our health and strength on today. We thank you for our mind on today. God, we thank you, Father, for you looking down and continuing to giving us grace, love, and mercy on today, Father. And Lord God, we ask you to look upon our pastor, give him strength on today while he's at work, Lord God. Touch a brother, crown his head to the sole of his feet. Lord, we ask you to bless every person, every temple that stand before you, God, on today. We ask you to bless from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. We ask you to have your way in this place. We ask you to move by your spirit. We ask you to feel your glory in this place. Hallelujah. Because you have been so good, Father. And Lord, we thank you. And it's somebody that don't know about you, Lord. But today we ask, Lord, that you let your glory be known and be shown throughout the land. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let your glory be shown throughout the land, Lord. And Lord, we ask you to look up on those that's at home. We ask you to look up on our brother, Lord God. We ask you to touch his body. We ask you to heal. We ask you to restore. We ask you, Lord, to rejuvenate right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we ask you to look upon those that can't be here, those that's online. Father, we ask you to bless them, Lord. Every petition they didn't put up before you on today. We ask you to bless, Lord God, according to your will, Lord, according to your word, Father. We thank you for moving by your spirit. Hallelujah. But Lord, we look to you in these times. And Father, today as we assemble to lift up your name, to tell you thank you, to tell you how good you've been, to tell you how great you are. Oh God, look upon us and we praise your holy name and we ask you to come in and send us a word that can get rooted, Lord, that can cause us to get suited, Father, and stand for holiness and stand for righteousness, God. Oh, we lift you up and we thank you, Lord, because you are good and we praise your holy name all today. And all God people say, amen and amen. Hey, let's give them some praise. Let's give them some praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It's a storm out on my social and it's moving this away. If your soul not anchored in Jesus, it will surely drift away. Sometimes we get caught up with the words. Praise the Lord. Amen. but we know that there's a storm out on life's ocean. Hallelujah. It's a time to be anchored in the Lord. It's a time to make sure that your anchor grips that solid rock.
Hallelujah.
If there has ever been a time, saints of God, the time is now that we can't play church.
Come on now.
The time is now that we better know where we stand. The time is now that we better know that we got hope beyond this hope. Mm-hmm. What we have. Because this is the time, and the time is now. And we can't express it or speak it enough, Minister. Nope. We can't speak it enough. Because we want to be ready.
Yes, we do.
We want to be ready when He comes. Amen. We want to be ready. We don't won't have time to get ready. But we want to be ready. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So we come and we thank the Lord even during these trying times that He give us wisdom. In these trying times that we can come and worship Him and lift Him up in structure and in government and in safety. And what I say, what I mean in government is the right way where everybody is safe with some order. God is a God of order. Amen to that. God ain't no haphazard God. Okay? And He gonna do it because He thought about it. He already spoke the word and He ain't gonna change it for nobody. So
now.
He's governed by what He's saying.
Yes, He is.
So when we set things in order, He said, like He gave Adam the authority to name them animals, He said, you use what I gave you and He gonna stand by us. We work us together. Amen. We working with the Father. That's why we got the authority to bind and loose. Whatever you bind and but whatever you loose in heaven shall be loosed on earth. Whatever you bind in heaven shall be bound. I probably say it backwards, but we got the authority. And people don't know that we have the authority. They don't know that our Father works with us. We are workers together with Him. Amen. And for Him.
Amen.
And for Him. Amen to that. We have a purpose. We have a purpose. But I'm glad to be here.
Amen.
Thank the Lord for Pastor Terrence and his beautiful wife, sister, First Lady Kathy. Amen. Amen. Or how they say it these days, lady. I don't know what they say, because you know what? I don't get caught up in all that. I really don't. And it's hard for me, but you got to use the right protocol when you in amongst the body of Christ. Amen. You use the right protocol, because some people get mad if you don't put their title on their name. Some people have a fit. I'm the bishop. I'm the apostle. You better put my title on my name, and they will get a serious attitude. But we will pray for each other. Amen. Because all I want God to tell me is, well done. Hey! Thou good and faithful servant. When I go before Him, He ain't gonna say, pastor, evangelist, teacher. He gonna say, Tyra! This is my word. And you knew that word. Why you didn't fulfill it? Come on. We gotta line up with the word.
Amen.
It's high time now. It's high time. And we gotta get in the press. We gotta get in the press. I love the Lord, saints. And I know you do too. We striving together.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
We striving together. And I love the Lord. And y'all, and I thank Him, and I'm most grateful for each and every one of y'all. Don't y'all know God put us together for a reason and a purpose?
Amen.
See, everybody don't understand that. That's why they still in amongst in the body, like Paul saying, you're biting and devouring one another.
Mm-hmm.
You still fighting for positions, and you're fighting to be seen, and you're backbiting and backstabbing and all that in the body, and it ought not to be. See, that's later for that. That's worldly stuff. See, we got a mind to press on toward the mark for the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. We got to press on, saints. We got to press on. I know we get tired in our mind. We get tired in our body. Let me tell you, I was telling my sister the enemy tried to wear the saints out. Mm-hmm. We got so much to do. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. We got so much to do. And the enemy tried to wear the saints out. Mm-hmm. And he tried to get us frustrated. And he tried to get us discombobulated. Because God ain't the author of confusion, but of peace in all churches. So he tried to get in our mind and make us think the world is up on our shoulders. Mm-hmm. But I thank God for the Holy Ghost for bringing peace. Because when that thing try to bring all that on you and upon you, you tell them, peace, be still. Peace, be still. Faith, one step at a time.
One step at a time.
One step at a time. From faith to faith. You ain't going to get it all. Now, y'all catch me. You'll get it after a while. You ain't going to get it all. From faith to faith. One step at a time. One task at a time. Because when we start doing what the enemy try to put up on us, we get frustrated. We get tired from even thinking about it. Mm-hmm. And then we run it. I know, because I can tell you, because I didn't experience. Mm-hmm. I've experienced. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, mm-hmm. He'll try to have you. Mm-hmm. Woe out. Oh. Tired. Mm-hmm. When you're tired, you woe out. Guess what? You get irritated. Mm-hmm. You okay? Don't want to talk to nobody. Yeah, you're tired from running. You got so much going on in your mind. You got so much you got to do. My God, y'all. I'm telling you, I'm sharing. So much you got to do. And I was looking at so much. So much. I got to take care of so much. But the Lord said, peace, be still. One at a time. Devil ain't going to have me running around here. Like my head chopped off. Amen. Yeah, God is good. Praise God. I just want to share. I know it's probably testimony. Ain't what we got. We did the scripture. We did the scripture. And we did the prayer. But I thank the Lord for that. You know, for just blessing his children. We need the blessing of the Lord in this time. We need the blessing of the Lord. Because the enemy is not playing with now one of us. Don't think that we exempt from the enemy.
No, we're not.
Don't think that we're not subject to be attacked. Because he attacking you when you don't even think he attacking. Mm-hmm. Amen. While we sleep, he working. Okay? While we sleep, he working. So that's why we got to, I believe Pastor spoke on last week, having the whole armor. Mm-hmm. Learn to put on that armor. Learn to put it on. Protect the mind. The helmet of salvation. The breastplate of righteousness. Make sure your heart is protected. Come on. But I ain't preaching today. I ain't preaching. But I'm just saying what the Lord is leading, what the Spirit lead me. Because we got to, hey, we in the war. And some of us don't recognize and realize that we in a war. Amen. Faith builders know we in a war. Mm-hmm. We in a war. Spiritual. I was talking to one of my family last night. Don't know the Lord. Kids don't know the Lord. I said, baby, you better get to know God. If you don't find it important to know him for yourself, do it for your babies. They have no hope. They have no anchor. The enemy is on a rampage. We got to get serious, y'all. Because it's costing lives. It ain't hit us yet. And we pray to God that it don't. But we better stand and learn to stand like the word of God is telling us. And do and like Pastor preached last week, he said, and having done all to stand, that we can be able to withstand the fiery darts of the wicked or the enemy. See, them fiery darts. Them fiery darts, they that's a hard situation. Them fiery darts, that burn, that leaves an effect on you when you go through things. It leaves a print in your heart and your spirit and your mind. The fiery darts. So we got to put on our spiritual armor and learn to keep it on that the enemy won't wound us with them fiery darts. Because he's trying to stop us because his time is short. His time is short. I want us to understand that we are in a spiritual warfare. And if you can't overcome the battle that you have in your life, the battle that you've been struggling, the battle that gets on your nerve, and you know that God been telling you to do something with that and to surrender yourself, that battle is going to consume you because you definitely can't win the war if you can't overcome the battle. Put on the armor of God. We live by faith. We live by faith. I can't say it enough. And I know we gonna go on and we on in service. But I'm giving you what I can while I can.
Amen.
For 4 years I've been praying, Lord, what scripture we gonna put up here? I want a big old banner up here. A big old banner. And I've been praying. And Pastor been praying. And what is it, Minister Giddy? I told y'all, y'all still ain't getting it. We've been talking about it.
You tell my script.
Romans 1.
Wait a minute.
That's our scripture.
I thought you were talking about that other one.
We've been talking about it.
Romans 1.
16 or is it 17?
For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ.
Is that 16?
Oh, no, that's 17. Mm-hmm. For therein is
right there.
Righteousness.
Wait, come on, hold on. Hold on. This was going right up here. You know why? Because if we don't get this, we won't make it. And that's what the Spirit is saying to us. Come on, wherein? Go ahead, minister.
For therein is the righteousness of God revealed.
For therein is the righteousness of God revealed.
From faith to faith.
Stop right there. From faith to faith. The righteousness of God is revealed from one step to another. Mm-hmm. One step to another. From faith to faith. When you obey that one step, then he'll give you another. Come on. The world tells you, you take one step, the devil take two, the devil is a lie. The Bible tells us from the righteousness of God is revealed. I ain't preaching, y'all, because we going to let our brother Terrence bless us today, okay? Our brother going to bless us. But I'm going to tell you this because I can't tell you enough. Amen. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed. Y'all, we live by faith. We don't know the mind of God. We're learning the mind of God. And when the Holy Spirit reveals it to us, then we begin to obey and understand and get rooted and get strength in what's being revealed to us, which brings understanding.
Amen.
Therein is the righteousness of God revealed. See, this is revelation, what he's talking about. Revelation. That's why it's important to get in the word so the Holy Spirit can give you revelation.
Yeah.
Amen to that. This is our church motto right here. For therein is the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. Don't expect nothing if you ain't obeying what you already got. Because he's not going to give you nothing. And that's why so many people stuck in the wilderness, because they have not yet believed God for the first thing. Go ahead, minister. For therein is the righteousness of God
revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith.
There it is. That is. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, if you're going to live, if you're going to live this thing, you got to live it by faith. Because whatever ain't a faith is sin. Romans 4:23. Whatever ain't a faith, it is sin. We're going to get this thing, y'all.
Amen.
We're going to get this thing. Come on. I feel my head. Oh, I feel it, y'all. But that's all I want to share. And that's our banner. And it's going right on up here. Don't forget it. They builders. Y'all online, don't forget it. Don't forget it. This is a faith one. God is a spirit. And he that worship him, we that worship him, must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
God is good. Come on, Sister Alice, and lead us in a testimony. Praise God. Wait, let me wipe this down and come give God some glory before I have some extra ones out. Thank you. Praise the name of God. We serve a good God. We serve a living God. He's a mighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You going on up there. Right there. Uh-huh.
All right. It's that time.
Amen.
That kind of testimony.
Hey!
I want to hear it.
Amen.
I want to know what God has done for you on this week.
Come on now.
Testify.
Testify.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Praise be to God who's ahead of my life, to my Savior, Jesus Christ, to my pastors, to my pastor, Godfrey Campbell, in his absence, to pastor and all of you, First Lady, my husband who couldn't be here, and all our members, those that are online and those that are working and do what they have to do.
Yes,
I thank God for being here on today.
Yes, God.
I thank God for waking me up. I thank God for just on the 21st of October, he blessed my husband and brought him through surgery.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm thanking God that there's a pandemic going on, but yet through the pandemic, y'all, I got to say, there are a lot of folks that's hungry. I'm not one of them.
Thank you.
There's a lot of folks that lost their apartments.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my husband, we're not one.
Thank you, Jesus.
We still got our power.
Hallelujah.
And we got more food. I tell you, sometimes I tell people, I have to be careful when I open the cabinet. I have to duck because something may pop out. It's so much. And the more I give away, the more I get.
Yes.
I thank God for my kids.
Yes.
My children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. They all still in the land of the living.
Yes.
My daughter, a nurse, earlier in the pandemic, she did have COVID-19. But let me tell you something, my daughter's doing fine.
Glory! Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! And
Hallelujah.
She did not bring it home and spread it to her children and her grandchild. I'm thanking God for that on today. I'm thanking God for having a church to be able to come and worship.
Thank you.
I'm thanking God for the pastors who not only, excuse me, I got to pull this down a little bit, preach the word and teach the word. They do something just equally as important. They live the word before us. And I thank God for that. Everybody can't say that. But we can. I thank God for them.
Amen.
I thank God. I shared with them on last week how I paid the bill. I don't know, I just had, they call it a brain fart or something. I just laid my wallet down with my tags in it.
Mm.
I didn't even know that it was missing. Yet God was working on my behalf. And when I got ready to pay for my groceries, I realized it was gone. And all I could say was, Jesus, help, help, Lord, help. And I took off with a little cart and went over and asked the lady. She said, oh, yeah, I took your wallet and gave it to somebody else. And they took the wallet and they locked it in the safe. And when I asked the lady for it, she kind of had an attitude. But she went and got it. She said, this is the only black wallet. You got to tell me what the ID says. So I gave her my name. She said, oh, it's yours. And I looked in it. My tags was still there.
Look at God.
My tags was still there. I was excited.
Hallelujah.
Because see, they could have took that money and turned it in and said, well, I got it. Didn't have no money in it. I described it like that. But they didn't. I thank God for allowing me to have that. Even though I was careless and laid it down, he yet took care of me and blessed me, and I was able to pay my tithes. And I told my husband, I said, it always pays for us to do right.
That's right.
And because God is always doing right by us.
Come on, say that.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
always does right by us.
Yes.
And that's why we have to keep pushing and striving and getting the word and getting in prayer and encouraging one another. What we're going through, sometimes you go through some things so you can teach somebody else how to go through some things. Don't get upset and think we're being picked on. I thank God for my brothers. I have three brothers.
Yes.
And I'm thanking God for each and every one of them and their families. They keep saying my niece has stage 4 cancer.
Come on.
But she lived good.
Come on.
Let me tell y'all something. She had the house. She don't even work. That note gets paid every month. The gas, the light, the phone, the food.
Yes, God.
She got a brand new car. Everything gets paid.
Yes.
And she don't work. They made a way for her to get her medicine for free. And this medicine is expensive. And all she got to do is just keep walking by faith every day. And every day she said, T.T., she said, I look around, I know what they say. She said, I have some days I'm tired. She said, I'm still here.
Thank you, Lord.
And her spirit
is so humble
yes. and so grateful. And she just had a birthday last month, and all I could say to her, I sent her a message and I said, celebrate, God gave you another year. And we just going to go day, how you say faith to faith, day by day. I'm thanking God for all them things.
Yes.
I ain't taking nothing for granted. Because whoever thought that the churches would be closed down?
Come on now.
Couldn't have paid us to think that. We couldn't be paid to think that we would be in the situation we are now in this country. Supposedly the greatest country in the world with the greatest doctors and the greatest education. And we can't take care of a pandemic.
My Jesus. My Jesus.
Never thought we'd be here. But guess what? Through it all, God has taken us through.
Yes, he
taken
is.
Us through.
Yes.
And we ain't coming through like this. Broke down and wow.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo.
I just desire you all to pray for me and my husband. That we may grow stronger.
Come on.
Say it.
I know you did.
That's what I did.
Yeah.
Who's gonna understand? And I'm saying, okay, just keep my mind stayed on him.
Come on now.
I have to do something with the hands or have cake.
Amen.
My girls will have cake. But that's what I had to do. And he kept me. I didn't hurt myself. I ain't hurt nobody else. Ain't no talk in my house.
Come on now.
He kept me. He kept his mind. He kept me. And that's my testimony. Anybody got another testimony?
Hallelujah. Anybody? Praise God. We gonna praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Y'all give God glory.
Amen.
Give God glory. Testimonies that then went up before the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of God. You never know what somebody's going through.
Come on now.
Sister Alice is just in my spirit to tell you that you are not a burden, baby. You are not a burden. You are not a burden. And I am so proud of you.
Amen.
I am so proud of you because God is doing it for her.
Amen.
She didn't come a long way. I don't know if you know what it means for God to keep your mind. Hey. Hey. Come on now. That's something to praise him for.
Amen.
The enemy trying to take our mind. He war against our mind. We got to fight to stay sane. We got to stand on the word of God. Because the enemy trying to shift and play games with your mind. Because when he get up in your mind and start playing games in your mind, then he got you. When you start acting on it. I thank the Lord for what he's doing in Sister Alice's life.
Amen.
She didn't come from a long way. And you keep on letting the Lord do it. I love it. I love it. I love to see what God is doing. When people change right before you, it's God. See, man be wanting to get the glory, talking about what they done. You ain't did nothing. God can only change the mind and heart. Amen. So we thank the Lord at this time for all the testimonies that have went up before God. And we thank the Lord for the unspoken ones. And we thank God for what he's doing and what he's in the midst of doing and what he yet is going to do. Amen.
Amen.
At this time, we're going to change the order of service to the offering. Those that's online, you know what to do. Amen. So if you have anything, praise the Lord. This is the time. You can do it sometime today. Praise God. But we're gonna lift up the offering. Amen. Change. Praise God.
Give it
unto the Lord. Give it to none back. Give it unto the Lord. Give it unto the Lord.
Give what you give, give it unto the Lord, and the Lord will provide for you. Give what you give, give it unto the Lord, give it unto the Lord, give it unto the Lord. Give what you give, give it unto the Lord. And the Lord will provide for you.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for this offering. Lord, we ask you to bless those that gave and those that didn't have it to give. Father, we bless, ask you to just bless this offering 10, 30, and 100-fold in Jesus' name that your work may be done. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. We're going to get ready for the word of God. Amen. 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 Praise God. We thank God. Give God glory for our brother, Pastor Terrence, and his lovely wife and brother Lewis coming over on today. I want you to know, praise God, faith builders, we do not set anybody, just anybody, to come up in here and speak into your spirit. The people that come here and minister the word of God, they are people that also live the word of God. Their life is a testimony to the word of the Lord. Amen. Amen. I have known Pastor Terry now for a few years. Praise God. I know that he is the man of God, and I know that he loves the Lord. Amen. I know that God Praise God. But I want you to know, because Pastor and I, we believe if you sent by God, hey, that's how we grew up. You're going to go to work every opportunity. Let God use you everywhere he go. And not only let him use you, take him with you everywhere you go, and then let him use you everywhere you go. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So we thank the Lord for him and his family. Amen. But I just have to let you know that he is a man of God, and he's going to bless us. He has been here. Some of you remember him and some of you don't. Praise God. But he is here, and he is like family. Amen. Him and his brother, Brother Lewis. God bless you. We thank you for gracing us again with your presence. And at this time, y'all, we're going to receive our own brother, Pastor Terrence. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, before I start, I'm going to ask permission, because I feel that this is a hindrance, if y'all don't mind. Can I take this off?
Oh, yes, you can.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to.
Yes, you can.
Even going to bother with that. I had no idea I was going to give a word. I just came to hear my brother, but he's at work. And then I said, you know what, Sister Tower, she always blessed my heart. And so I'm going to listen to her. But next thing you know, here I am. But I thank y'all for receiving me. Like you said, this is family. You know, my brother, me and my brother, we do a lot of things together, and COVID doesn't stop family.
Come on now, say y'all, come on.
Y'all act like y'all don't hear me. COVID does not stop family. We have barbecues, we have family reunions, so we share fellowship with the assembly of the saints. We shall not forsake this because of the things that's going on in the world, because this is where we belong. If we ever belonged in a place, it's in the house of God, praising him, because we know that he inhabits the praise of his people.
Yes.
And so if we want to see him on this day, we need to, I know, we could praise him in our household. We could, you know, we could don't stop our praise. We could praise him in Walmart. We could praise him on the street corner like I do 2 or 3 days out of the week. We can praise him anywhere we want to, but there is something about the assembled praising that makes him inhabit in the people. The Bible says that when Moses went into the tabernacle, he praised God in the smoke, and his Sinai glory was filled so much into the tent that there was not even standing. Why? Because the people was assembled to praise him.
Come on with it.
I didn't come to say much today, but I do want to say this. We must praise him through it. Sister Tara said we are elevated from faith to faith, to glory to glory. And only way we're going to get there, if we praise him, if we lift up our hands, if we shout up to his name, if we praise the name of Jesus, we can't get it no other way. Because the enemy wants to keep us distracted. Sister Tara, you said it. You said it, that there's a war, and don't be believing this in the Bible. He said when he was kicked out of heaven, he made war with the children of God.
Come on now.
So he's at war. Woo. And what did they do in the biblical times? I tell you, saints, they sent the worshipers out before the army. So if we are coming, well, since the end time, Armageddon is coming, Jesus is coming back, we must praise to set the foreground. Amen. Let's look at it this way, y'all. We are a spiritual John the Baptist. We're supposed to prepare the way for the Lord. And the best way for us to prepare a way for him is to praise his entrance. The Bible said they laid down their olive branches and cried out, Hosanna. I need somebody on this day right now to cry out, Hosanna, because we want the Lord to come in our lives. We want the Lord to come in our circumstances. We want the Lord to reign supreme. So we best lay out our branches and cry out, Lord, Hosanna.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
But shepherd,
yes, God.
What did you mean by your branches? So if our branches is not available, we shall lay out ourselves as the ultimate branch. Lay out prostrate for the ground that Jesus walked on. I remember, if y'all don't know me, I go a little off sometimes. In the movie, what is that, Coming to America? Every time the king and Eddie Murphy came and walking around, they throw some rose petals.
Yes, they did.
One of the most precious of flowers they threw at his feet to say that you are worth more than these rose petals. Do I see some roses out here? Jesus is more important than our very lives. So we must lay down our lives to prepare a way for him to walk on us. It's not a hard thing for the Lord to walk on us because he is worth even more than our flesh. So let's just lay down for a second. I need somebody to go down into their prayer closet. Down up in here somewhere. And thank God from the very being that you is up in this place. Because we are at war. And it's time to praise them. It's time to praise them. It's time to worship. I don't hear nobody, Lewis. Somebody better praise with me this day. Because you are the offering that the Lord is looking for. You are the offering. You are the offering. It is not what goes into the bucket. It is not what you give alms and others. It is you is that offering that you must give unto the Lord. I need somebody to be there for about 5-6 more seconds because we know that it was hell getting here. Can I say that? I'm sorry. We know that it was hell getting here. We know that the enemy tried us. The enemy pulled us. The enemy plucked us. The enemy hit us with bats. The enemy came at us. But we are here.
Yes, we are.
But we are here.
Come on.
He even tried to hit a national, he tried to hit a stoppage on national levels. Mm. Let's close the church now. Mm-hmm. But Sister Tara, they had abortion clinics on.
Come on.
They told us to close down the house where we could give life so that they could take life. So the enemy tried everything in his power to get us from here. To get us from here. He even tried to tax some of our finances. Some of us, like me, ain't been working. So we don't know. We don't have much. But we even try to get distracted even in that. He tries everything possible to take your praise away. I spoke on yesterday. And I was talking about how the Bible says that he is a roaring lion. Right? So the truth is to be told, Sister Tara, the cat does get some of our tongues. The cat has stolen some of our tongues. That lion has stolen our worship. That lion has stolen our praise. That lion has stolen our homage unto God. Why? Because the stuff is so much around us. It is coming on every way possible. It is coming. It is coming. And some of us don't know what to do.
My God.
Some of us even stop praying for even ourselves. Because things are just rough. We don't even want to lift our faces up to him because we are afraid. We are doubtful. We are fearful. I want to say something. I really believe that's why people ain't going into church. Because they know that the pastor will see the fear on them. But the bad thing about it is the pastors ain't coming either because there's fear on the pastor. So we just trying to stay away so people won't see our sin. Ain't that what we do? We hide. We hide our sin all the time. So right now that we are sinning bigly because we are doubting, we are murmuring, we are not walking by faith. And to me, that's the biggest sin.
Yes, it is.
That is bigger than even the liar. But yet we judge them. It's bigger than the alcoholic, but yet we judge them. The drug addict, but yet we judge them. The whoremonger, yet we judge them. But yet we are committing the biggest sin. Doubt and fear is running rampant all the way through my church. I just wish I had a church right now to understand that fear and doubt has no way to come into this house. Passover, we smear blood all over the walls and all over the doors so for the destroyer can't come in. Right now the destroyer is fear, but we're allowing it to come into the church. We are allowing the destroyer to come into our households. We are allowing the destroyer to enter into our minds. Like the blood of Jesus is not as powerful as it used to be.
Oh my God.
I wish we had a house full of those old saints. You spoke of Sister Lackey. I wish she was sitting right there. Because I could hear her saying in the spirit, the blood still works, y'all. The blood still protects, y'all. The blood still keeps us, y'all.
Woo! Come on!
Why?
Yes, it does.
Why are we afraid?
My.
If we are slathered with the blood. Mm. But we say we twice baptized, once by the water, once by the blood. Mm. So if we are truly slathered by the blood of Jesus, why are we afraid? Because the Bible says that the enemy can't come where the blood is. We walk around here like we just afraid. Like we don't know who Jesus is. That's because I believe that our praise is gone. If we praise and we don't have no time to look at the COVID. Because I know when I praise and I'm lifting up my head is to the sky. I ain't looking at my circumstances. I ain't looking at my surroundings. Why? Because I believe that at the hill, on the hill there's a cross.
Yes,
on the cross there's blood.
Yes,
for me. Amen. On that very hill there is a cross, and on that very hill there is some blood, and that blood is power, that blood is authority, that blood is reign, that blood. Y'all can excuse me. I could just hear the people on this TV screen now talking about, I wish you would stay in the screen. I ain't gonna be there. I'm gonna be over there in a minute because the blood still works in my life. And I ain't ashamed. I ain't ashamed that one right after y'all's quote up there in the wall says, I am not ashamed.
Come on, Pastor. Come on.
Hey! I need that voice out in the wilderness, and I need two or three people out here to be unashamed.
Yes.
Because if we want to change our circumstances, we got to speak some different stuff.
Come on, I know you're right. I know you're right.
I was speaking unto my wife the other day. I turned on the TV, and somehow reasoning, and when you turn on the TV, it turns on that channel one automatically. And it seems like every time I turn on the TV, that channel one comes on, and they're talking about the COVID deaths. They're talking about the couple. Right. They're talking about all this. And I can't even turn on the TV no more. So I had to turn it off. Why? Because it's entering in some spiritual stuff that I don't want to get involved with. It's telling me about all the negativity. But I wish somebody would talk to these people and say that if you want to change it, stop talking about it. You're giving it power.
That's right. Come on.
You're giving it power.
Come on.
Your word set the course of life. We can forget about death. Because Jesus said that he came to give us life and life more abundantly. So our words give us life. So instead of telling somebody to stand back 6 feet, let's say, come on, let's embrace each other. Let's embrace each other with a holy kiss. Let's get together and talk about the things of God. Now, I ain't saying to be foolish with it.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
But I need y'all to know what God is looking for in this season. He ain't expecting this thing to stop us. He's expecting this thing to strengthen us.
All right, come on.
Because what you're going through, you got to grow through.
Woo!
You can't just fall on your face because the times is hard. You know those weightlifters?
Yeah.
You know those power lifters? They don't buckle down up under the weight. They don't buckle down up under the bar. They don't buckle down under the pressure. Fight that thing up off of them. They lift it up over their heads. So that means to me one thing, that we are all power lifters. We must lift that thing up over our head. That means giving it unto God, giving it upon him, because he says that if you cast your burdens upon him.
Yes, Jesus.
So we must power lift your finances. Yes. We must power lift your health. We must power lift your son, Pastor. We must power lift your faith. We must power lift our things unto God.
Yes.
Get this thing up off of me.
Yes.
So I could dance.
Come on,
so I could worship.
Come on.
So I could praise.
Yes.
That's the only thing the Lord is looking for us to do, even during this time.
Yeah, God. Yes.
That's what I tell people all the time. It's not the trial that keep you bothered. It's your response that keep you bothered.
Mm.
If you don't respond correctly. Mm. And I'm going to say it again. If you don't respond correctly, your faith is somewhere else. That means you have to go through it longer. Because in the beginning, if you look at the book of Job, in the beginning, Job responded correctly. He said, Lord, give it, the Lord take it. He said, I don't care, you can have my stuff, you can have my kids, you can have everything. The Lord give it, the Lord take it. But then when he started, the things started to hurt, he stopped praising. When he started hurting, he started talking about how his life was miserable. His conversation changed. Oh, y'all see it? Y'all catch him a minute? His conversation changed, and then it wasn't so much that it was too much for him to bear, but his conversation changed, so that means he had more trouble to go through. He had more trials to go through.
Yes.
It wasn't until the end when God put him back in this place that he started lifting up the hands of God and saying that I used to hear of you, but now I see you face to face. Lord, I'm sorry. He repented, and then here come the stuff coming back. What I'm saying with this, all this, and I'm getting to my word. What I'm saying is this, that if we don't allow this situation to change our communication, what was lost from us will come back to us. What was took it from us, the devil have to hand back over to us. What I'm saying is, so we need to keep our conversation status quo and keep speaking faith, keep speaking life, keep speaking about the blood, keep speaking about Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I need somebody to say it right
now. Hey, Jesus!
Today, because things got to get changed. Once we leave here today, we're supposed to know that we are empowered.
Hallelujah.
We're supposed to know that there is a God. Even though we're going back out there, where that enemy seems to be winning.
Glory!
But you know what? We know at the end times that he lost his battle. We know the devil already lost.
Yes,
but he's such a good liar. Oh, Sister Tara, he is such a good liar.
Come on, man.
He even tricked himself to believe that he's winning.
Come on now.
He tricked himself to believe that he's going to win this battle.
I know you right.
Oh, man.
Yes.
But it's time for the people of God to start casting him and resisting him. Start beating him over the head and saying, you ain't won nothing, devil. I'm owning my family. I'm owning my marriage. I'm owning my trust. I'm owning my health.
Yes,
you ain't got nothing.
Yes, God. Yes,
you
God.
You ain't got nothing. The Bible says, speak those things that are not as if they were.
Yes, yes.
Your body may hurt.
Yes.
I control my body by the blood of Jesus. Your finances may be little. I am rich. My father owns the cattle on all the hills. Your mind may be losing. God did not give me a spirit of fear, but power. But power. But power. Kathleen, if you don't say but power, I'll jump over there at you. But power.
Power. Hallelujah.
We act like we, for some odd reason, we act like we done lost power.
Come on, Pastor. Come on and tell it.
We're
tell
walking
it like
around
it
here like we weak, like we yellow.
Come on now.
Like we yellow.
Yellow back. Come on.
Like we don't understand.
Yes.
The power and authority that we have.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This thing is greater than just this. It's like every place that we go, our heads is down, and we're just saying the old catchphrase, well, God will fix it if he want to fix it.
Oh, I know you're telling the truth.
But I got something to tell y'all. This one's for free. Y'all going to stone me with stones.
Come on.
He waiting for you to do it.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Because he gave us dominion once. We failed. He sent Jesus. He gave it to us again. What we think we're doing now. Do we need him to come back the third time? I don't know if y'all a parent like this, but if I tell my son something once, I ain't going to say it too many more times.
I know you're right.
Next time I come up there, it's going to be some furniture moved. There's going to be some lash. There's a tan in of the hide is about to happen.
I know you're right.
The Bible says that.
Come on now.
The next time he comes, he ain't come to, we thinking it's going to be flowers and daffodils. We're going to be la, 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 la. That's not it. He's coming to bring a sword. He is coming with fire and brimstone. He is coming.
Yes, he is.
Why? It's not because the enemy done changed. It's because his children have changed.
Ma, 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 ma.
They have stopped calling and believing. Believing is just not a thought. It's a lifestyle.
My God.
It is a lifestyle.
Yes.
If you truly believe, if you truly have faith, your whole lifestyle will say that you have faith.
Say that again, Pastor.
You shouldn't have to tell nobody.
Come on.
Sister Sarah says your title.
Hey.
Negro, I'm supposed to see your title when you walk in the room.
Hey!
I'm supposed to see the faith when you're walking in the room. I'm supposed to see the power when you're walking in the room. Elizabeth and Mary were standing face to face, were they not? And their babies leaped in there.
They leaped.
That means that they didn't even see one another, but the
spirit connected. Come on now.
I should know your spirit before you open your mouth.
There you go. Come on with it. Hallelujah. I know you're right.
Let me get back. Oh, she's trying to.
Oh, she go ahead.
She didn't want to say power, but she'll give me water.
That's all right. She know what you need. Amen.
That is all right.
That's all right.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Let me get into the word. I did think of something, so let me go ahead and get to this. This is Psalms 31. Y'all know the psalm. It's a very particular psalm. Psalm 31, 14 through 17 says this way. But I trust in you, O Lord. I could stop right there. Rewind. But I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. My times are in your hand. Rescue me from the hand of my enemies and from my persecutors. Make your face shine upon your servant. Save me in your steadfast love. The word is already blessed. David said, but I trust in you. Okay, let's look at that in a very close angle here. People say all the time that if is the biggest, strong, a little word there is, but what about but? Because when but is introduced into the scripture, it shows a transition. It shows that something's gonna change. It shows that something new is about to happen. The but in this particular scripture is talking about David when he said it. He's about to lose his kingdom to his son. He is going through rebellion. He's still reliving from the death of his son. He is still feeling the punishment of God. Mm-hmm. You know, like that puppy who know he done ate your darn favorite pair of tennis shoes. He's sitting there in a corner cowering, just waiting for God to continue for the wrath to come. Mm-hmm. He is dealing with a bunch of things right now. You know, in a time of your lives when it just feels like everything that, because of you, the turn has shifted in your life. You have committed a wrong and you didn't hurry up and repent from it. So now you're living from the bondage of that sin. You know that regret that the Father tells us to let go of. You know that guilt that Dad tells us to get away from. You know, we are holding that deep inside in our chest. We are just wallowing in it. We won't move past the time that we did this or that. We won't give it to God. Why? Because we are ashamed that we even did it. So this tells me something, that David knew the power of God, but yet he still sinned. So those of us who know the power of God, yet we still sin, we feel an extra bondage. You don't believe me? Here goes scripture. When Goliath was standing in front of David, David heard him and said, you come to me with knives and shields, but I come into you with the name of our Lord. He had all the faith. Did he not? He had all the faith, but just at one time in his life, he just got too big. It is amazing that the sin with Bathsheba didn't come until after he made the city of David. You was a little sheep herder when I found you, and now you want a whole city. Who do you think you are, Mr. Big Shot? You ain't get this because of your power. You didn't get this because of your... Surely you don't believe that little rock killed that giant. So why is it now? City of David. I'm going to stop right there. People of God, when it comes to our title means more than our worship, you got an issue. when our getting likes on Facebook is more important than you praising our God,
come on,
you have an issue. When you think that your ministry actually belongs to you, you got an issue. I talk all the time to people who listen to me. There's not only a few of them that will. And I would say it's a crazy thing when you got a whole TV network and you call it your ministry John Gray World. I wasn't going to talk, say that man's name. But he says John Gray World. I don't understand. How do you get a world?
Come on. Come on. How did you get one?
I didn't get
come
one.
Come on.
She's tired. Did you get a world? Uh-huh. How is it that because you say the words of God, now you are special. Now you are deserving of all the honor, of all the praise, of all the worship. Sometimes a messenger want to be followed more than God. There is an issue when you think you deserve a city of David.
Ooh, my God. Come on here. Come on and preach and teach, Pastor.
So the rab had to come. So I'm just trying to paint the picture of David's mindset right here when he said that. But after all that stuff, he still came to a but in his life. This but says, I will trust in you.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did.
That there is the most powerful mindset and heart condition that is. It wasn't a word that David spoke. It was something that he believed eternally. It is something that he breathed and ate and worshiped daily, that I trust in you. Although all these things are coming my way, I will trust in you. Although COVID, although finances, although health, although unemployment, although poverty, I will trust in you. Although people don't follow me like they used to, although everything, fans leave you, people talk about you, Lord, I could talk all day, the things that's coming against the people of God, but we must say, Lord, I trust you. Maybe I got two people out here that will join with me and just have it from a heart spot, not from mouth service, but a heart spot to say, Lord, I trust. That's a hard pill to swallow, especially for the people who are so used to doing it on their own. For those of us so used to tying up our own bootstraps, for those of us, it's kind of hard just to say, you know what? I'm not even going to look at all this stuff falling around me. I know the Bible doesn't say this, but I wonder, in that fire with those three Hebrew boys, and they seen God, the Jesus standing there in front of you, or angel standing there in front of them, did they just have it in their heart, although everything around me is burning, yet I trust in you? People of God, the world is falling apart, but he needs a people that's not ashamed to say, go on ahead, this thing must too happen. I will trust. Everybody is complaining about Trump. Everybody talking about how Biden is a coward. You know what I'm saying? We all expecting everybody, all this exterior stuff to correct our wrongs. But he needs a people to say, I don't care about what Trump is doing. This must happen. The Bible says all these things must happen. It says these are just birth orders. If the storm is over there and the earthquake is over there, this too must happen. This is only birth pain. So all this is in his plan. So why are we crying? Why are we murmuring? All this is in his plan. So we must, I have to repeat that again to say, we must just trust in him. That's that next level of faith. That's that another level. We always talk about we want more of God, we want more of him. But the next level in him is that absolute trust that he know what he's doing. Because guess what he do? He's God. David says it right here. Oh Lord, I say you are my God. You are my ruler. You are my Lord. Lord, take control.
Take control.
Please don't let me continue to drive this car. Because the last time I drove this car, I hit that brick wall. The last time I drove this car, I hit that pole. The last time I drove this car, I hurt people. The last time I drove it, Lord, you take the
wheel. Hey, come on and break it down and tell me.
You are my God.
Yes!
So I trust And if anybody out here know that your best thinking got you in a situation that you did, God had to deliver you out of, how come all your bright ideas, I sound like Alice from the Honeymooners, how come all your bright ideas always get us into trouble? Y'all may be too young for the Honeymooners, but that's all right. It is the time where we must say, you know, my thinking ain't going to do it.
That's it.
Father, you are my God. You take the wind.
That's it, right there.
You handle this.
Hey, I can't do it, God. Can't do it without you. Come on now.
Man, it's. And we think that this vote is really going to help us.
Come on, you better say that.
Somebody help me.
We
actually think that this is going to get us new reforms. The cops going to stop killing our brothers.
We're going to
think that this new president is going to stop all the hatred, going to stop all the poverty. Going to stop. We actually believe that? You know what? I throw my hands up.
Come on.
Because you are my God. Because at the end of it, when David made that declaration in his heart, he did something special.
Yes.
He gave up. Look at the scripture. Number 15 says, my times are in your hand.
Come on, Pastor. Come on.
That is the cement of all. When he decided to trust, he surrendered.
Hey, glory be to God.
Hallelujah, God. He decided, I don't want the city of David no more. I don't want this kingdom no more. I don't want all this power no more, Lord. Everything that I have. People of God, people of God, people of God. Let's get back to where everything was under his control. Everything. Let's stop doing it ourselves. Or trying to do it ourselves. But failing every time. And realize that he got this all under control. For we know what it says in Jeremiah. I know the plans I have for you. We quote it every Sunday. But why is it we quoted every Sunday, fishermen, but we don't live in it? We don't let God execute his plan. How is it we know his plan? That is for the prophets runs and do all that. But we won't give him, we murmur against his plan. We complain against his plan. Why? Because sometimes it don't feel good. My brother, Pastor Godfrey, right now is at work and ain't feeling good that he got to do that job right now. Right now, his hand is hurting. Right now, his mind is on his church. Right now, he's thinking that I need some rest. But the plan is he got to help his wife buy this house. He got to help take care of his family. And that is the plan. So he's going to sacrifice himself for the plan. Sometimes you got to sacrifice yourself for the plan.
Hey!
If God wants you to go through it, Lord, go through it. If you got to get through this, you got to get through that. If you have to go over there, you have to go over there. If you have to praise him through the midst of it, you got to praise him through the midst of it. Why? Because it's going to bless you at the end. Kids grow up wanting to be a doctor. They don't understand they got to spend 15 years in school to get it. But then when they finally get to they passing that bar, they passing whatever it takes for you to be called doctor, it was all worth it. I gotta tell you this. Moses went through 40 years with those murmuring brats.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
To get a higher calling. And when he stood up there, although his higher calling to him was that he would be able to go over to that Jordan, to the promised land, but God said, you ain't going. But he prepared something greater for him. Y'all don't see that right now. It may not be what you want, but God got something greater for you. As long as you continue to press forward to the upper calling, which is Christ. We got to press forward to get that. We have to say, my time is in your hand. From the time you was born to the time of your expiration. Your earthly aspiration, that dash, all supposed to belong to God. And what he wants to do with that dash is his business. Because you know what? God didn't make us to be children of wrath. So there's going to be a lot of blessing in the middle of that. A lot of grace in the middle of that. A lot of love and compassion and mercy in the middle of that. He's just not going to, like one guy told me, that God uses him as a punching bag. I would never forget that. It is not that feeling that gets you over. It's the feeling that, God, you are still good.
You know what that song that says, Sister Tara would say, although I may not see the Eiffel Tower, although I may not see the Berlin Wall, but God, you still are good. And my times is in your hands. So before I get on my way, get on out of here, I came here to tell you today, if you go ahead and trust in the Lord and surrender on this day, your time will not be wasted. It won't be wasted time. Because one thing that I could tell you, from the time that he straightened me up until now, I know that I never been as happy. I never had so much joy. I ain't never seen none of that as much as I see now. David says, I have been young and old, but I have never, and no, not never, seen the righteous forsaken. I'm going to tell you something. When he wrote that, he done been through hell. He had enemies all around him. He's even his own son wanted to kill him. But yet he said, I have never seen the righteous forsaken. He had to go to the church and get some bread because he was hungry. But yet he said, or his seed begging bread. I need y'all to take that in your heart right now. Not just listen to the word, internalize the word. Allow that to activate you to say, you know what? This is the day that I commit my times to his hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Father, we humbly come to the throne of grace right now in complete surrender. Father, we know that our times are in your hands. And at this moment, Father, if there's anything in us that's unlike you, Father, get rid of it, Father, so that we could come to your throne of grace, so that we could be in your presence, so we won't be separated from you no more, Father. Father, we know we don't think the way we're supposed to at times. We don't act the way we're supposed to at times. We don't speak the most eloquent words at times. But Lord, we love you, and we know that you have our best interest in our hearts. We know that you are the Alpha and the Omega. Lord, you are sovereign God. You are more powerful than anything that we ever comes to our path. Lord, it is hard right now, but Lord, we know that we trust in you. We will hold on to your righteous right hand until you bless us. We will hold on to you until you take us home. Father, these waves are too much. The surrounding is too much. But Lord, allow us to hide in your bosom. Allow us to go into your strong tower, Lord. Lord, you are our protector. You are our rock. You are our rod and our staff. Lord, we commit everything unto you. Lord, take it. Here we are, your servants. Here we are, your children. Here we are, as broken as we are. Father, take it. Mend us. Love us. Give us that spiritual hug right now, Father. We need it. We need you. And we'll forever be grateful from the time that you saved us until now, and for what you are doing in the future, Father. We'll forever be grateful. So, Father, empower us to do your will. Empower us to do your will. Empower us to do your will, so we won't leave no one left behind. So we all could come to you, our Father, our Lord, and our King. Bless us, Lord, and we will be blessed. Teach us, Lord, and we will be taught. But most of all, Father, walk with us as we walk by faith. In Jesus' holy name, I do pray. Amen. I thank you all. Let's give God a hand of praise. Let's go ahead and lift him up. Let's go ahead and lift him up. And let's see. Oh, God, you are awesome. You are magnificent. You are God, and we trust in you.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. surrender all. Hallelujah. All to him. Our blessed Savior. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. That's the only way it's going to work, if we surrender all. Hallelujah. We can't half step in this thing. Hallelujah. Pastor delivered a powerful word on today. He had the message on today. See, God is good. He know what we need. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is God's business. Hallelujah. Oh, Shando, Hayadoromosiha. This is God's business. Hi, glory. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, ma, 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 ha. Glory, Shando, ha. Yeah, ma, sike, yeah, ma, glory, ha, yeah, masaha, yeah, lariete, yeah, hey, hey, yeah, mosite, yeah, shanda, ha, yeah, sonorobosite, hey, hey, na, 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 yeah, masite, ho, shando, yorobosa, yeah, mahaya, lorobosite, yeah, loraraye, yeah, mahaya, I tell ya, ho, shanda, yeah, maha, ha, sitte, yes, I see everything, hando, ya, maye, hold on to my word, hold my son, yeah, my shanda, ha, sitte, yeah, yeah, no, sanda, ha, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, ma, yeah, hando, yo, sitte, yeah, ha, shata, yes, I will bless you, hando, yo, no, I will bless, I tell you, I will bless, ha, my word, ha, my word, ha, shando, yo, no, believe, hando, my seat, and watch me, ha, sitte, yeah, my seat, watch me, hold on, I tell you to hold on, hando, yo, bosa, hold on, ha, I am with thee, shando, see, aye, you shall see, ha, sitte, yeah, my soul, yo, bo, haya, yeah, my, liete, yeah, see, oh, ma, na, 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 ye, shanda, ye, lobo, si, haya, ye, lobo, sati, ye, maha, ye, glory, 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 you shall see it, you shall see it, you shall see it, you shall see it, stand, I say, stand on my word, hallelujah, stand on my word, and you shall see the glory of the Lord, saith the Lord, hallelujah, haya, mama, ye, go, ho, mama, ha. Ooh, see, ha. My shoulder over, see, ha. Ooh, I tell you, ha. Glory. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord is here in this place right now. Ha, yediete. Y'all praise the Lord. Just give him some glory. Just give him some glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Yes, yes, oh, my. Pastor Terrence delivered a powerful word up in here. Thank you, Pastor, for letting the Lord use you on today. Truly, you had the word. Oh, it was a lot said up in here. A lot said. Hallelujah. Praise God. And the first message was that we got to set forth, praise the Lord. We must praise to set the foreground, he said. That was his first opening. We must praise to set the foreground before anything go down in our life. Hallelujah. We got to get back to praising the Lord. Hallelujah. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. We got to go back to no matter who's around. We got to go back to no matter what the people saying about you. We got to go back to what we know to do. We got to go back to surrendering and obeying the Spirit and the Word of the Lord. Yeah.
That's it.
Set the foreground, he said. Pastor, God used him today. He said, we must set the foreground. That's the foundation. Praise the Lord. To God be all the glory. Man may desire God's glory, but he can't have God's glory. Amen. Amen. He said, allow God to work on us. Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, I'm a writer. I can't help but to write. He said, don't allow doubt and fear. Hey! See, that's what the devil tried to plant in our spirit. If you didn't know what he said, yeah, the COVID is real. Amen. It's all kind of folks dying. But what he's saying is what we do in wisdom, because God ordained fellowship. But when we fellowship, we got to have wisdom. We got to obey the laws of the land and not be foolish. But yet, we got to obey God. Amen. You got people in buildings with hundreds of people. Ain't nobody got no masks, ain't no sanitizer nowhere. You know how many men and women of faith have died from this COVID? Because they think, oh, my faith going to cover me. Yeah. They had faith, but they didn't have wings. We got to seek God. And we got to praise God. And we got to let our life fulfill this word. This was a powerful word. Brother, we praise God for you on today. We praise God for you on today. Hallelujah. He said, and whatever we do, don't be ashamed of the gospel of Christ.
Come on, man.
He said, because we got the power. Because it's the power of God unto salvation. That's what he said. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Because it is the power of God unto salvation, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. The power, we don't have to be ashamed of what God given us. We don't have to be ashamed to speak this word. We got to know that we stand for God, and we got to know that we cover. He spoke about the blood. Hey, come on, Pastor. God used that man of God on today. He spoke about the blood. It still work. Come on. You got to know it still work. I can't make you believe, but I can speak the word and pray that it fall on good ground. Because God said when he sent out his word, he sent it to do what he wanted to do. And that is to proceed, progress, to rise up, to tear down, to build up, whatever it is that he sent it to do. That's what he's going to do.
Amen.
The blood still works. Man, that brother preach.
Amen.
He said we got to power lift our circumstance. Power lift our circumstance. That means speak to yourself. You tell that devil you can't have my finances. You can't touch my health. But the pastor says something. Let me tell you, I go to church every Sunday before I go to church. I listen to Bill Winston every Sunday morning at 7 o'clock. Amen. We faith builders. We walk about faith. That's what God gave us to be and to do. He's a faith preacher. Oh, faith preacher. So I enjoy listening to him, and I go to his church on Sunday morning on the line. But Pastor Terrence here said something that the pastor said this morning. And I know it's the Holy Ghost. He said, I own my own body by the blood of Jesus. That's what he said. Bill Winston said this morning through the Spirit, we got the power to die. Death can't take us unless we think. That's what I got the connection. I got the connection. We got the power to tell death when he can let us, when he can take us, or when he can let us go. That's the power God gave us. God gave us. Come on here. I lay down my life. Ain't nobody gonna take my life. He said, I lay it down. Mm-hmm. and we got the same authority. But we got to know what we have. People don't know what we have, and we got to be taught. And we in a time, don't nobody want to be taught no more. Because we got our own mind, we got our own thing. And guess what? There is a God. I believe there's a God. But no, well, it don't matter because I'm going to do it my way. See, the devil already then got them sidetracked and captivated their way of thinking and got them bamboozled and thinking that it's going to be okay. And it's not. That brother preached. I own my own body. My times are in the hands of the Lord.
Amen.
Our times is in the hands of the Lord. Therefore, because our times are in the hand of the Lord, we don't have to worry about nothing. It is so true. He said, every time you turn on the TV, they feeding us fear. That's what he said. It's true. Even though the information true, but we keep listening to it, it's feeding us fear and it's bringing us down because now we focusing more on what's going on than the word of God and what he said would already belong to us. Y'all understand that? Ain't God good? God love us. God love us. Y'all give God some glory. That brother preached. We thank the Lord for the word of the Lord on today. God always has a plan. He always blesses us. Amen. He bless us. And y'all don't know, for y'all don't know, Pastor Terrence, he a street preacher. He be on the street every day, every Sunday, preaching the word. Love the Lord. But that was a word, and that was a word for this time. Praise the Lord. I pray to everybody on the line that has been blessed. Today is First Sunday. We're going to change the order of service and go into our communion. If you do need to partake, y'all come to me. Let me know so we can get you what you need. Amen. Let me send Brother Tommy one home. Don't forget, Minister. We're going to send.
Don't forget.
Amen. Amen. So at this time, we're going to get ready to bless our elements. And we're going to get ready to look to the Lord and remember. Amen. Remember what the work of the Lord, what the work of the Lord have done. But come on up here and help me out. Praise the Lord. Amen. So at this time, we're going to get ready to partake. We're going to bless the elements. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you, Lord God. We thank you for this time, Lord God, and we just lift you up and give you glory. We thank you for the blood, Lord God, that you have shed to make us free and to reconcile us back to our Father. And Lord, as we partake in this time, as you have told us, do this in remembrance of you. We ask you, Lord God, to bless it and sanctify it. Touch those that may partake, that we examine our minds and examine our works, and we know, Father, the meaning of being partakers of the body of Christ, God. And Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for this moment, and we thank you, Lord God, for you said that we in doing this, and so we will remember that you are on your way back. And we thank you, Lord God, that when you come, we shall be ready. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. At this time, we ask you to come. Those that's going to partake. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, on the cross, and I know it was the blood for me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And before we get started,
We're going to look to scripture, and then we're going to have prayer. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. At this point, we're going to have prayer. Let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we stand before you. We want to say thank you first for the words that you sent on today.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It will carry us through, Father God.
We thank you
for the speaker. We thank you for the speaker's family that are also here with us.
Yes.
Father God, we pray that everything fell on good ground.
Hallelujah.
Okay, that it may take root and grow.
Mm.
Now, Father God, we just stand before you. Naked and unashamed.
Yes.
And we offer ourselves to you. Anything that is in us that is not like you or not of you, Father God, we lift it up. We want to be free. We say, Lord, forgive us for anything we've said,
yes,
done,
yes,
thought, or didn't do, in the name of Jesus, that we may be worthy to partake of this bread and this blood. Have your way in our lives and have your way in the rest of this service. Amen.
Praise God.
You may take. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks,
thank you, Lord,
he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. You may take it. And after the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show forth the Lord's death till he come.
Take,
drink. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Everywhere. I know it was the blood for me. One man I was lost, he died upon the cross. And I know it was the blood for me. His blood came streaming down. His blood came streaming down. His blood came streaming down for me. One day when I was lost, he died up on the cross. And I know it was the blood for me. Praise God.